Hello, and welcome to the Alterion December 2019 monthly update audio presentation. I am Drock, a world builder and lead sound designer and coder at Alterion. My brother Shadowfax is not feeling very well. He's got a cough and hoarse voice and didn't feel up to recording the monthly presentation, so he asked me to fill in for him. Our fall festival event may have concluded just a few days ago, but our next event is right around the corner. Morpheus is busy organizing this year's Winter Solstice event. This fun-filled event will begin on Saturday, December 21st, and will end sometime on Thursday, January 2nd. There will be the New Year PK Arena mob sets, the EPDS cannons, teleporting mobs, and several event areas. Keep an eye on upcoming details using the event show command. Here's a list of notable additions to the game for the month of November. Shellcraft split off from Leathercraft as a fully realized skill. Armor crafted from shells will have higher AC than from leather, and different saving throws than dragon scale armor. If you know shellcraft, you can also craft weapon grips from objects such as ivory, horn, or antlers. Morpheus has managed to convince me to keep reagent lore as is. For now. However, as I was developing ideas of what to change reagent lore into, I ended up making two new brew-only spells. Hardened Leather and Seal Leather. Hardened Leather adds hit points to leather objects, while Seal Leather adds saving poison. These will work on any leather objects you find where they can fit stats on them and have room in their composite. I was hoping this would give some more options for working with leather-crafted materials or found armors within the game. The Metallurgy Check command, or Forge Check as I'm sure most people use the shorter version, now displays difficulty for metals, purity and type of metal yielded from ores, and if an item can be used as a carbon source for steel making. When specifically targeting an ore, it will show an estimated yield. Now, there's some wiggle room in that, will fluctuate by 1 pound, because the way our smelting system works, whereas a little bit of a fuzzy edge to account for things that don't perfectly fall within a certain number range. The craft label can now be used on consumable items such as ammo, grenades, spell components, herbs, or scrolls with no profession point cost, since you're just going to end up destroying them anyway. I might add this should work with any consumable items within the game, not merely just crafted ones. Jobs have received many updates to improve them, and more are on the way. You can thank Shadowfax for that. In December, automated fishing derbies should be starting up on Fridays, except during events. These will be held by the server every couple of hours, and they rely on the foundation of our Catch of the Day code. We are also assembling preliminary framework for fishing with ships. It may not be finished until after the new year. We are also adding more random border encounters for ships, including many more non-hostile ones with special features made possible by new DPROC character casting code. Try saying that 3 times fast. We also recently added supply crates that contain random forgeable metals or spell comps. These will be given as daily gifts or through credit purchases. I want to stress that there will be no exclusive items in these crates. Their contents will be drawn from existing objects in the game, much like how certain shopkeepers fill out their inventory. We have no plans on making permanent items available with credits other than our currently available waitlist containers. We are once again having a pre-winter solstice event contest similar to last year's. Every monthly update audio presentation this year has had background music that plays after the opening sting until the closer, and each month has featured music from a different old video game. The contest goal is to assign each monthly update's background music to the video game title from whence it came from January to December. Participants should mudmail their answers to Shadowfax. The first player to answer correctly for all 12 months wins the contest and the prize of 500 credits. The contest isn't so much a trivia game as it is a scavenger hunt. At the end of this presentation, there will be a web address provided where all resources for our monthly updates can be found, including the background music. The music tracks are clearly labeled with the name of the game that they come from. Now for a few short rules. Shadowfax will be forgiving when it comes to typos, but he reserves the right to reject any submission for any reason. Only the first submission from any account will be accepted, and subsequent submissions from the same account will be ignored. There are no take-backsies, so make sure you get it right the first time. Be specific with the game title. For example, just Warcraft or MechWarrior will not do, because there are several Warcraft and MechWarrior games. You would want to say Warcraft 3, or MechWarrior 2 Ghostbear Legacy. And lastly, as Shadowfax and I have a shared childhood, you are not allowed to ask me for hints. Good luck.